Welcome to the Victor Collins Asabre podcast. We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you and stir you up as you listen to this anointed, transformative, and down-to-earth teaching by Bishop Collins. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Enjoy the message.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. The scripture says that when Jesus saw the multitudes, somebody say multitudes, a lot of people are out there. Yeah, there are a lot of people out there. And if you are here tonight, whether you are from another branch or not, I am teaching and I'm praying that you'll be imparted. You get it? And obey and respond to God as against your personal interests and whatever you may have personally. You get it? Now, we come to church. For many who come to church, improvement only comes when you obey the word of God. So you go to Pearl, you go to Georgetown, you go to another branch somewhere. The only security to your enjoying Christianity is obedience. And so, as I am teaching and I'm preaching, is that Rebecca? Or that's Sam? Billy, is that Billy? Okay, all right. So as I'm preaching, I know some of you say, I'll never do what he's asking us to do. But that's okay. You see that you also never become anything important. Tit for tat is fair play. Do for do is no obia. So as you will not listen to what I'm saying, you too, something will also not happen for you. It's not obvious. Yeah. That goes around, comes around. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. So if I were you, even before I start preaching, you come forward and say, Bishop, I want to be a shepherd. I want to be do a small group meeting. That's all I'm talking about. I don't have any interest. Jesus said, go and make disciples of me. And if the whole church we have can turn into small group leaders, that every Thursday we have people, if we have 100 people doing small groups, we'll have 1,000 people. Because even as a council and as a denomination, our target for this year for the whole country is not even 1,000. With all the mathematics and percentages we added to our current attendance, which we're supposed to be sharing with the folks, and very soon, this week or maybe early next week, we didn't even project 1,000 members this year. Because it's not easy to have 20 people. But if we can just simply obey, you see that council projections, whatever projections, God will surprise and overrule and override what human beings calculate. He will do something bigger because Jesus is coming soon and he needs souls to be saved, and he doesn't care about our numbers and our figures. He wants more people to come into the kingdom. And so I'm talking about why you can become a shepherd. And on Sunday I pleaded with you that there's a vacancy, and many people here, if you hear of a vacancy somewhere, a lucrative job somewhere, you apply. I said you will apply. Yeah, you see, and that's why you see how wicked many people are. That when things favor them, they'll never ask you. It's when it doesn't favor them, then they come and see what is in your mouth. (Laughs) But come and numerous, a single manua. He scams. I don't know what the other guy say. Oh, Lord Jesus. What I'm saying is that when the thing is not favorable to you and you are not sure, that's when you come to try and see if I have teeth. Yeah, that's what I said in tongues. Yeah, you want to see what I have to say. But when it's favorable, you will never ask. You will never talk about it. You will never say anything about it because who is stupid not to know something that is nice? But when you are not sure, then Bishop Collins comes in with all kinds of fancy. Some of you are very fancy. You start the story from one end and then you end somewhere. And then you expect an answer until I ask you, who are you talking about? Then you say it's you. Well, yeah, some people, that's how some people communicate. Yeah. So I'm saying it clear. The church is looking for, God is looking for people who will spend every Thursday meeting groups somewhere in the house, somewhere in somebody's house. That is all that we are emphasizing on. And if we can get 100 people who generate 10 people each, that's 1,000 people. You find your wife in there. You find your husband in there. You find a job in there. You find a place to stay in there. There are things you are lacking that you find it when we are 1,000 people. I'm telling you. You don't have to go far. Because once you have a mega church, you have everything. Because the church, mega church is like a nation. Are you with me? So, I am just talking about why you can become a small group leader. Because Jesus says here that Jesus said, when he saw the multitudes, he felt compassion for them. Because the people fainted because the vacancy of a shepherd or a small group leader was not filled. Now, if you look at last week, Shona, our last week's small group meetings on Thursdays, how many people gathered all around?
213, Bishop.
213 last week, last Thursday, and the one before.
132.
That was the first week.
132.
And the second week also. 213. 213 on a Thursday, Rafael. We don't have 200 here on a Sunday morning. Very. We don't have some 200 on a Sunday morning. Nah. Sunday morning where people dress up and come. Selfishly, hypocritically, and pretensively. I'm telling you. Just in case you think God is happy with us on a Sunday morning, he's not happy with us at all. The Sunday service has become like the Good Samaritan, where the priest and the Levite, they were going to church and they saw somebody by their road and they passed the person. That's how Sunday morning has become. That is not even everybody's attendance, isn't it? Some people didn't have meeting. So if our attendance is 125 or 130 or whatever, and we are able to get this other 200 to come, you can't tell me that you can't find a husband here. You can't tell me that the person who employ you is not here, that you are struggling for a job, that you have to come and fast and pray for... No, 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 no. It will be fun self-spreaking. Now, why can you become a shepherd? You can. can because God has given you a pastor who has been feeding you for a long time. So he says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. So I'm teaching why you can fill the vacancy of a small group leader. How many believe that you can watch over 10 people? At least, as selfish as you are, at least you can watch over 10 people. How many believe that you can do that? Leticia? Yeah. Isha, what's your hand up? Even Isha says you can watch over 10 people. Ah! Why not? And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. For the work of the ministry. So the Bible says that God gave the church of people pastors, the fivefold ministry, to work on them to be preachers. Little Eulexia is the only person, she goes to Timiri every weekend to do church. She wants somebody to go with her. Who will go with her? She goes by herself alone, little girl, to Timiri. Little girl, Timiri. You're a big boy. You're a big man. The only thing is that you don't do anything. That's the only thing wrong about you. She's looking for a helper. She's looking for somebody to go with her. Who will go? Who will go? And so let us be serious and sit up and understand what God. You can be a shepherd because you have been around for a long time. And the Bible says that your pastor is working on you, preaching to you, teaching you and leading you and guiding you for you to do the work of the ministry. So if you've been here for a little longer, it means that you are okay. You are ready. How can you be in the oven as a piece of flour and you are never ready? What kind of flour are you? What kind of food? With all the pressure pots that we have, you have meat, beef, we are pressurizing you. You're still not. What is wrong with you? Huh? So this is the reason why you cannot say that you cannot be a shepherd. How many of you have been coming to church for over a year? Over 1 year? Please stand. You've been coming to church for more than 1 year. It's the whole church. The whole church. The whole church. Is that Kimian? Mohan, you should add yourself. Because you... your case is even serious. Yeah, Tamika, you should add yourself because when we take out the gaps and we put the times you were, it's more than 1 year. Except my Basque girl. She's the only one who can sit and plait her hair whilst I'm preaching. Look, nobody is sitting down. Just some one or two first timers. Isn't it? Yeah. It means that everybody here is supposed to have at least 10 people you are praying for, you are speaking to, you are bringing to church, you are working on everybody here. And so if you are not a small group leader as you are standing, may your legs fail you. You know how your legs fail you? All right. Take your seat. Yeah, both legs, no one, both. The next thing that I want to help you understand is that, you see, it's God who calls people into this kind of thing. Even if you want to argue that, hey, is this thing, it's not everybody who can do it. That's what some people say. So can I also tell you that it's not everybody who gets blessings from God, including you? Would you be happy when I tell you that? Andre, since you don't want to be a small group leader, but you should also understand that God also doesn't bless everybody, especially you. Do you think it would be nice to hear that? No. So you can't exclude yourself from something and say, oh, this thing is a call. If you are not called, if it's not given to you, you can't do it. Because that's how some people speak. Even when it comes to speaking in tongues, many people think that tongue speaking must be given to you. It's a gift. If you are not gifted, if God doesn't give you the gift of speaking in tongues, you cannot speak in tongues. So yes, the call is real. The call is true. But who is called? Many are called. Thank you. Somebody's even preaching for me. Romans chapter 1. And the many who stood up with their hands up, that is the many that are called. So just in case you are saying, you know what, it's a call and, you know, it cannot be enterprise or taken wantonly or unreservedly, but, you know, piously, discreetly, and in the fear of the Lord, you want to, because when I was growing up, I could never become a pastor if I had not met Jesus in a dream. Jesus had to speak to me, Anita. Jesus had to speak to me and say, my son Collins, I'm calling you into the ministry. Then I wake up and I say, what? Then I'll go and tell my pastor and say, oh, you know, Collins, God is calling you. If it doesn't happen like that, I can never stand up and say, I want to be a pastor. Because the call of God in my days as I was growing up as a Christian was such a big deal. Because it's an honorable place, and it's not everybody who is happy for you to also become an honorable person. And so it was very selective. People have to vet you. People have to scrutinize you. They have to really, it's like they have to be convinced that the nice thing that they are into, the gloriousness and the power that they are enjoying, that you two, nobody like you two have been called into something like that. So it was such a big deal. But in Romans chapter 1 and verse 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. Called to be an apostle. So this is a big deal here, because the apostle Paul said he was called to be an apostle. Which means that, and we all know the story, that he was what? He was on the road to Damascus, and then he met Jesus Christ. Called to be an apostle. Separated unto the gospel of God. Verse 2 says, which he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Now, concerning his son Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are you also the called of Jesus Christ, among whom what are you also the called of Jesus Christ. What does 7 say? To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you compare verse 1 and verse 7, if you can cause that magic, if Maxwell trained you well, and you can give me verse 1 and verse 7, together, Maxwell is comfortably looking over your shoulder to see whether you are going to make hair look good or make her look bad. Verse 1 and verse 7. Romans chapter 1. Do you have it? Oh, then Matthew didn't teach you nice things. But if you look at verse 1 and verse 7, you see that the Apostle Paul talks about himself as someone who is called to be an apostle. And if you remember the experience of the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, it was a very serious experience. Are you with me? Okay, he's trying to do something. Maxwell, okay. Might as well give you the past questions. All right. So how come we don't see one, but we see seven? You're cheating. Yeah. Seven to all that be in Rome. That's very... Really people are cheating in the exam. Are you following? How many remember the conversion of Saul, how it took place in, I think, Acts chapter 9, on the road to Damascus? Tifa, do you remember? Now, Tifa, you don't remember? Hey, no wedding for you. Hey. Who has chloroquine here? You need chloroquine. So Paul, the apostle, was on his way to arrest some Christians and put them in prison in Acts chapter 9. And then a light from heaven, very bright, shone on him and his donkey. You get it? And the Bible says that. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Papi, do you have a small group? You have a small group in Paramaribo. How did you start it? Did you see a light when you were going to Damascus? Were you going to Damascus when a light shined on your path?
No, Bishop.
Oh, please, are you sure? So, if you didn't see a light, why do you have a small group? Why are you teaching and preaching? You must see a light. Mike, you saw a light. I know you see light enough time. You heard, right? I heard you saw the light.
No, Bishop.
They have a small group.
Yes, Bishop.
Wow. So that's what happened. He saw a light. Four. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice. So light, falling, hearing a voice. The voice calling you there, Papi, Papi, Papi. He said, why are you persecuting me? Did you hear that? Please, dissolve your group. You are not called. If you don't see a light, Epson, can you highlight those things? If you are following the preacher, you are also listening to my message. If you are receiving impartation, light. So where's three? Bring three. Three, sweetie. Three, four, and five. If my soul taught you that. Five. Add five. Good. So as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light. Underline or change the font color of light. This is not just GPA light. This is light from heaven. So I think you should do, you should underline light from heaven. Because some people, maybe your GPA light they saw, so they will say that they were called by that. They came to Samaria, they saw one of the mango tree lights, and they said, ah! Please, light from heaven. Light from heaven. And then you underline, he fell to the earth. That's number two. And then number three, heard the voice saying. Then the next one, saw. You heard your name. How many of you heard your name? Jonathan Romeo. You want to be a pastor? How did you hear?
Jonathan.
Please, deregister yourself from pastoral training. Tell the head teacher that, you know, you were deceived. You thought you heard your name, but your name is not Saul. You are Jonathan, so you made a mistake. Can you do that after church? Yeah. Life from... Can you underline, Epson? Do you know how to underline? Do you know how to underline? Yeah, so I said underline, sweetie. When Michael says he wants charming, don't give him spaghetti. It's not the same. There's charming, there's spaghetti, there's lo mein, isn't it? And even mi hoon. Yeah. And there's a difference between white rice, rice porridge, white rice with stew, and porridge with stew. Rice porridge with stew. Some people, when you say cook, give me rice and stew, they'll give you porridge and stew, rice porridge and stew. Some people, when you say give me, I want to eat rice and stew, they'll give you a porridge, rice porridge and stew, because the rice will have enough water. So Epson, give me what I'm asking for. Can you italize it into italics? You shake your head and don't give me what I'm asking for. Yeah. A light from heaven. He fell to the earth. This is almost like English A. Josh, it's like English A. You are given a passage and they ask you, underline or choose, look for the words that the other person said, or something from something. English teaches a light from heaven. He fell to the earth, heard a voice saying, Saw, Jonathan, showing. Good, it's working. I should add more. Okay, change that yellow to red. Yeah. I'm thinking of more to give you. I'm going to give you more. Yeah. He heard his name. Why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? Did you experience that? And then you were asking, is it me, grandmother? Is it me, auntie? Did you go through this experience? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Yes, I'm waiting for red before I give you marks. And I have one more request when you give me red. Yeah. Good. Now, make the red bigger than everything else. Give me bigger font size. You could give me that too? Wow, she's shaking her head. Michael, the girl came prepared tonight. Yeah. Yeah. So when you go through something like this, and then, okay, Epson, thank you. You've done very well. Why don't you clap for Epson tonight? At least tonight she needs clapping. Other day she get abusing. Tonight she get clapping. All right. So go to 7:1-7. Romans chapter 1, verse 7. The one you had before, yeah. Not the 7 to all that be in Rome, right? Okay, to all that be in Rome. So let's compare the two. I'm saying why you can become a shepherd. Just in case you are arguing with me as I'm talking, as I'm preaching, just in case you are saying in your head, oh, it's not me. I'm saying that number one, first of all, you have been in church for a while. So the scripture says, for the work, for the perfecting of the saints, you are perfected. How long do you want to be cooked? For how long? How long? I mean, these days, things don't even stay long. Yeah. Microwave will cook you one time. So you can't tell that you've been around for a year. And then you are not ready. You are not perfected for the work of the ministry. So number two, you are saying that, okay, Bishop, but you know, the call is no, you have to be very careful. You know, you cannot just start anything. You know, you got to do this. No. Okay, so Paul is giving us examples here. He said that he is called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. You see what he said? He's separated. Many people are not separated. Many people are not, they are still connected. Many men of God are still connected. But he said he was separated. It means he was taken out of whatever he was involved in and given to the preaching of the gospel. But his experience was the Damascus one that we have read. Now you look at another experience here in verse 7. He says, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. How many of us can also say, Hackett, one day you were in the yard, yeah? And then, small yard. Somebody says small yard. Then you heard God call your name. Hackett. Oh, Lisa, they call you Lisa, right? Lisa. I want you to give your life to Christ. Is that how you got saved? Then you are not saved. You have to be saved again. Come to the Father. Are you singing the song? How did you give your life to Christ?
It was at a Wednesday night service when you were calling up persons.
I was calling up persons who want to give their life to Christ. So I led you to Christ. You sure? When was this?
It was a service. It was a Wednesday night at Hebron.
Yeah.
To be specific.
You give your life to Christ. You were in the small yard then.
Yes.
And you believe that after that encounter, you were a Christian.
No, not fully a Christian, but...
Hello. We want no big yard behavior, okay?
Yes.
You are or you are not?
I am. I'm a Christian, I believe.
Cool. When you marry, and I ask you, when you went to the altar and you became a wife, will you say, not fully? Your face. Eh? Where do you work?
GBTI Bank.
Are you working there fully? So you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So, you came, I made an altar call, and she responded to the call. And then after that, she believed that she's a Christian. Called to be saints. In the same way, if I say I need people to do small group, how many of you will come? Do you have a small group? Did you hear your voice? Lisa. Hackett. Small yard. There's a here am I, Lord, speak. And the Lord said, Lisa, I have called you to be a small group leader. Where do you have your service on Thursdays?
In Good Intent, Bishop.
Good Intent. Did you hear God's voice? You saw a light, not a mango tree light. You saw a light from heaven. And you fell to the earth. And you said, who art thou? He said, I'm sending you to good intent. Good intent. Good intentions. Good intentions. And then from that day, you woke up and you said, God, I send you to good intent. In fact, when you go to good intent, you have to let everybody know, good morning, my neighbors. The Lord has sent me to you here. Is that how it happened?
No, Bishop.
But you have a small group.
Yes, Bishop.
How many were you last Thursday?
12.
12? She didn't see a light from heaven. She didn't hear her name. She didn't fall to the ground. She was not going to Damascus to go and kill Christians. So if you want to say that, oh, it's Bishop and it's the Reverend and pastors who are supposed to do something, I'm telling you that you're being a small group leader. You don't have an excuse. Because clearly it's an example here. She responded to the call to be a Christian. She responded to the call to become a small group leader. And that's it. And she had 12 people last Thursday. So, if you're in peril and you don't have a small group, you should repent. If you're in Georgetown, you don't have a small group that you preach to every day or whichever day you have there. There is something wrong. Especially if you've been around for more than a year. If you're here in Samaria as a Samaritan, at the well, looking for water, and you met Jesus, and Jesus said, you've had enough men. If you are here like that, and you don't have a small group, it's even a different experience. You can ask Shemika. She went Thursday to want to have a meeting. She went into the area. She saw some guys. She was following them. And then she turned back and ran away and came to Samaria. Could not even start anything. You see, if you don't try, you think that you are so good. You are so okay. Now, as we are doing all of it, you even see how some people are very disobedient. That this is what we are doing. Some people don't do what you say we are doing. Some people do it and they do it differently. Some people, when you say, come here after it, some people don't come. You see all kinds of goatish, Yarish, is it Yari? Yaristic ants-itaism behaviors. Because when you're in the church, cool, come to church, you go, come to church, you don't even know that you are a rebel. You don't even know that you are a stubborn person. Until you are given something to do, you realize that you don't do it exactly as you've been asked to do. Then you see your nature and your characteristics are showing up. I want to tell you that you are called to be a small group leader. Just as you responded to the call to become a Christian is a call. And just as simple as it was for you to become a Christian, it is also as simple like that also to become a small group leader. But you're just a shepherd, somebody who takes care of people, watches over people spiritually. So you have people who have worked on you, number one. Number two, what you are talking about like a big deal, it's not a big deal because that's how you became a Christian. Are you with me? Samuel was a little boy. And he was called. Now, let me use Samuel's example and then we close. In 1 Samuel chapter 3. So you understand why you can become a shepherd? Because you've been worked on. You've heard preaching. You've heard preaching. If preaching could make people die, you would have died by now. You've heard preaching. You should have been ashes. You come and earn in a bottle on somebody's TV stand preaching would have matched you and finished you. Yeah. True of us. Yes, some of you, if preaching was fire, you would have been, we would not even see you again. You've received preaching. And if preaching was money, you'd have been a billionaire by now. Yeah, you like that one better than the fire. First Samuel chapter. Chapter what? Yes, sweetie. You know I was going to row, right? You say, me one here, row, so let me give you chapter 3. Verse 4. All right, I hear you. Like you like how I row all the time. All right. Because tonight you're getting clapped, so you want no row, just so. Give me verse 1. First Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. Finally. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. Ministered unto the Lord before Eli. This means, remember, number one, you have been perfected for the work. You've been around. So perfection has taken place. The longer you have been around, the more perfected you have become. Should I say it again? The more and the longer you have been here, the more perfected you have been or become. Yeah? That's why Inshira will say that she can also take care of people. Because she believes that she's been perfected. She's been around for a long time. Yeah. All her life. I've been a Christian for so many years. Serving the Lord and not working in the church, isn't it? Now, this call, this small group leadership, it comes to people who have or who are serving and working even in a church. So, for example, you are an usher. All the ushers must be small group leaders. Yeah, Steve, the Lord bless you, Steve. Yeah. Mary, is he a small group leader? Not yet. Make him a small group leader. Yeah. I want to speak in tongues. Yeah. He's excited. Steve is excited. Yeah. He wants to be a small group leader. When you are sitting down there with your face torn up. Yeah. Every usher should be a small group leader. Every dancing star at a certain age, at a certain level, at a certain liberty, should be a small group leader. Interpretive dancers, every one of them. You see how the group is not increasing? Because is it Sister Esther who should join? Please recruit Sister Esther to come and join you on Sunday. I don't know. Coco is also there. Maybe you should recruit Coco. Because, you see, when the church doesn't grow, you see that the same people are the ones doing so many things. People even become too fed up with the roles they play. That's how you don't see people come dancing stars. When you see them, they are tired. Because they have been eating. You see, if you bring this into sheepology, right? If you do sheepology in school, this, you compare what you see like with a dancing star. It's a sign of sheep that have a lot of wool. They can't move. They are slowed down because of fat. They've eaten. They don't move. They don't do exercise. So they build up a lot of fat. Exercise is when you also give up. You give away. You go around doing this, moving this, praying, outreach, this. You burn the fat. It's exercise. It's spiritual exercise. So when you have a group of people who don't do that, they get fat spiritually and they even become problems in the church. Because if I tell Samantha now that her group should increase, who is she going to recruit? Going to recruit Reverend Ralph to come and be dancing on a Sunday morning? Or Lady Pastor Mary? Who? Who? Yes, Serena? Okay, maybe. Oh, yes. Yeah, fat. When a sheep gets, even the art of shepherding. Even the book that prophet referred to most in Art of Shepherding, I bought the book because I the thing that he was teaching, I wanted to know who was Philip Keller. Wild book on he was a sheep farmer. He has a few books that are the Lord's Prayer, Psalm 23, the lessons from a sheepdog, and then this was Psalm 23. That's where prophet pulled his things excerpts from. It's a very fantastic book. When you read, you can't put it down. When the sheep gets fat, they are slow. Problems. Everybody's going and they are slow. You need to shear them. You need to shear them. Fat. And that's how Christians are when they don't give back. As they are ministering unto the Lord before Eli. That's what it is. You are ministering to the Lord before me. You're an usher, you're a media, you're an instrumentalist, whatever you're doing in the church, you're ministering to the Lord before me. This is Samuel. And the Bible says that, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Let me tell you, there is no church you join that anybody will choose you to be any preacher. I'm telling you. There is no church where you can go. I think Bible studies are Wednesdays in Guyana. Tomorrow, if you like, I can give you a church to go to and go and see whether the pastor is preaching for people to become shepherds and workers in the church. If that's what the pastor is going, you should go and listen. The word of God is precious to become a pastor. Who will choose who? Who will choose who? Annalena. Who will choose Annalena to do a small group something? Annalena? Why? How? What? Who chose Shaquille Jack to be a small group leader? I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk his name tonight. I shouldn't. Calvin, I shouldn't talk. No. Alright, okay. I shouldn't talk. Yeah. I'm found in grace, in love's embrace. That's why my heart is and that is the attitude we have in Christ in the church. And an overwhelmed heart. It's like the thing has overwhelmed you. You are surprised that you be found, you be called. The way we walk around, we are not overwhelmed though. And you see how many of you drag your feet. You are fat sheep. Tuesday, you drag your feet like that. You can't come back to the pen. Fat. We'll kill you Christmas for Mountain Curry. You wait and see. You're too fat. You should look at your behavior. Tuesday or Sunday, come and sit here early and watch how people come into the church. If you have spiritual eyes, you see. Some people, when they come here, they gotta take about half an hour to cool down. Tough. So when they come around, they are so busy for nothing. You should see the behavior. You should see. If only you were probably where I am to see. You should see. Not focus at all. Finally got here. I said, let me drink some water first. Go to the washroom. That's another 50 minutes. The word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Very difficult for anybody to feel connected to God calling them to do anything. Very, very, very difficult. Verse 2. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel laid down to sleep. Remember, stay there, Epson, go back. Give me 3 and 4. All right? Can you give it to me in black color? Okay. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." You see, this is why Bonto is who he is today. You either become something whilst you sleep in the church, or you become nothing. Should I say it again? Those who live in Samaria, those who live at Hebron, and then very soon we'll build something at the back of Pearl, right there, that space is on my mind. You'll have somebody stay there. If you don't hear from God, you become nothing. Where is Bonto? Bonto should have been a bishop by now. How can you sleep in a church and God, you don't hear God's voice? Yeah. Then you see that at a point when you go there, you don't see him. Or what he does is that he waits for somebody to come into the church, then he beats out. One day he came with something big on his neck. I hear it's called Iki. Coco, you know what Iki is? Eh? You know what Iki is? Okay. You got one? Okay, all right. You're a holy girl. All right, okay. I hear there's something called Iki or Hiki or whatever. He came to church one day with me. I didn't even know what it was. Because in Ghana, that's not how we behave. We are not animals. We know some people blood. No. Yeah, guy, people are wild. It's a real jungle, I tell you. Wild animals. So somebody even spotted it. I won't see it. Yeah, I don't even know it's what. But maybe, you know, some mosque. So then Bonto said, mosquito bitey. A big mosquito. Yeah. This cannot be a mosquito. Big red mark. Not knowing those days, he was seeing a big woman. Yeah. Yeah. He was seeing a big woman. Yeah. And a big woman gave him a big bite on his neck. David, after the wedding, you should give ikis, right? Big ones. Everywhere he came. People have to dress like Eskimos to hide it. I'm saying you cannot sleep in the compound where the church is and not experience supernatural things. If it doesn't happen to you, I'm sorry. Something wrong. All eye is following you. Masikura. Masikura man is following you. Mugeza. Mugeza Baku. There's Obia in your house. I'm telling you. Masakuruman. Masakuruman. Yeah. Yeah. if you stay in the church and you don't get what someone got, all like is following you. All like. You have some spiritual connection with a moon gazer. Yeah. And maybe you are in a spiritual relationship with Masakuru Mahan. You are married to Masakuru Mahan. I'm telling you. It was the dwelling in the house of the Lord that Samuel heard God calling him. So number three, as you are around here, it's very difficult for me to believe that God has not said anything to you about how he wants you to be part of the force, the army that is bringing in the lost. The lost must be found. Mika, are you there? The lost must be found. I'll be surprised that, hey, then it's a Masakuru man. You are married to a spiritual Masakuru man. Yeah, Koko. Yeah, maybe some Baku. Some Baku is following. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like. It's sucking you. That is why you can't hear God's voice. Do you understand why you can become a shepherd? Why you can become a small group leader? So everybody in the church who has been around for 1 year, you must sign up. I say you must sign up before something bad happens to you. Stand to your feet, please. Masakuru man. I have to Google this Masakuru man and see how he looks. How he's troubling people in me church. You have to have an all night against Masakuru man, the old like. You have to have an all night against those creatures. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Andre, is it on Google? Masakuru man. Masakuru. Oh, Karen, it's on Google. Journal, short story, Guyana folklore, Masakuru man, a thin, tall man with hunched shoulders, a burnt chocolate brown by the sun. He's grandpa's younger brother by 6 years, but looked older. Masakuru man, the legendary river monster. What? In the name of Jesus. Tell us, shake up the Masakuru man. Shake it off, man. Gori, you got to shake up the Masakuru man. Nah. Is it Charlie like you like he? The way you're not moving, it's like, is your friend or something? Hallelujah. Father, thank you so much for laborers. Laborers in the harvest. All the churches from region 1 to region 10, wherever we are represented, let people surrender to the harvests. Let laborers be raised through the preaching of the word and association with you. And let people arise. Let workers arise to gather people for the harvest. Thank you for the church. The church is marching on. The church is stronger than before. You say you build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We are seeing a stronger church than before the pandemic even. The pandemic cannot keep us back and behind. Thank you. as strength belongs to Jesus, and strength belongs to God, and strength has been released into the church of God. I give you praise in Jesus' name.
For booking and more information on the ministry of Victor Collins, please call us on 592-691-5301 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. God richly bless you.